Reporting from West Vancouver, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. In October of 2024, the Lower Mainland experienced an atmospheric river. A long, narrow section in the atmosphere that transports water vapor outside of the tropics. The severity of this atmospheric river resulted in significant precipitation levels, infrastructure damage from flooding, and, according to findings from the West Vancouver Streamkeeper Society, historically high counts for local salmon populations. On February 24, 2025, the organization presented findings from their yearly salmon count at West Vancouver City Council, where they stated that the atmospheric river event in October had actually proven to be a benefit for local salmon populations. To learn more about these findings, CJSF met with Leslie Pomeroy, a lead volunteer for the West Vancouver Streamkeeper Society, who is also responsible for the organization's student volunteer programs. We spoke at Brothers Creek in West Vancouver, where these high salmon counts were first observed.
It was really interesting. So I don't know if you remember, but the atmospheric river happened on voting day. And I was out helping with a campaign, and I was with somebody who's actually an MP in West Vancouver, and she was getting all these texts of floods, massive floods. I can't remember exactly, but I think it was down 21st and 25th. There were just rivers. And then Marine Drive was underwater. A bunch of businesses were damaged. And I had a survey. My team was supposed to go out on the Sunday. And the girls were wondering if we should cancel. And I said, no, we're not canceling. This is an amazing opportunity to see the effects, the firsthand effects of climate change on our creeks. So I was basically preparing it to be a lesson in, the devastation of climate change. I sort of prefaced it with, we're not going to see any fish, but we can see what has happened to the creeks as a result of the really extraordinarily high water levels. And sure enough, we did see a lot of, there was a bit of erosion, not a ton, but just, the water had to find new channels down the creek and things like that. And we did several, we have five zones, and we got to here, this was our final zone, and we actually saw three chum in the creek. And the water was still running incredibly fast. I don't know how they stayed in the creek or if they somehow got back up the following day. But it was, we'd had quite a few fish prior to then. The fish numbers dropped dramatically after the atmospheric river, but within, a week, they were way high. So I would say that the main benefit for salmon was just the high water levels. It makes it so much easier to move up the creek. And we've had, we've had several years of drought for Vancouver. When the water levels are high, you can see over here where you've got lots of rock. If you don't have a lot of water, they simply can't move up the creek.
Pomeroy also spoke about the initial surprise that came from the salmon count due to the negative human effects of the atmospheric river.
Because we view the atmospheric river from a very human point of view, which is like, oh, there's so much water, it's going to be hard to get up the creek. But it, in fact, is a completely different experience for the salmon. I think we were also really surprised because the chum predictions were extremely low. Like, they thought we were going to have a very bad year for chum, and we ended up having a huge year. And within the first week we saw fish, second week we only saw three, but then the next week people just started reporting massive numbers of fish in the creeks. So yes, it was surprising. What was also surprising was that human devastation aside, it proved to be a wonderful refresh for the creek. Because we've had so many years of relatively low water flow, so you don't get a lot of redistribution of gravel. Erosion is actually kind of good for the creeks because it gets gravel in to the creeks, and that's the ideal spawning material for the salmon. So that was unanticipated by us, but of course, in retrospect, makes perfect sense.
Lastly, Leslie Pomeroy talked about what people should do if they want to become more involved with their local creeks and ecosystems.
What I love about the streams is they give you an insight to one aspect of the environment, but one that affects everything around it and is affected by everything around it. So, if we have healthy streams, it's likely to be reflective of a healthier environment, which I'm sure even if human beings don't care about salmon and don't care about streams, they probably care about, you know, the health of their own environment. Yeah, that's another thing. And West Vancouver Streamkeepers is a great organization. We have a website that I would encourage anybody who's interested in going and having a look at, but also look into streamkeeping organizations in your own neighborhoods. Always looking for volunteers. I'm pretty certain all of them are always looking for volunteers. And yeah, there's lots of opportunity to get out and get in the creeks and enjoy nature.
Once again, that was Leslie Pomeroy of the West Vancouver Streamkeepers Society. You can learn more about the West Vancouver Streamkeepers Society on westvancouverstreamkeepers.ca. This has been Danny Nezvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This piece would not be possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.